and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, and today is a Monday. It is March the 13th, 2014. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And if you, before we get into that, everyone, let's take care of some of the business that we need to take care of. But before, I forgot that. But definitely give us a call at any time during this show. And the number to call into the show is 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We will see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. Looking forward to talking to you today as well, because as I always say, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Okay, so also, let's take care of some of the business that we have to take care of, and that's taking care of Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there on the website, you will see in the far right-hand margin, you will see the green icon, the green and white holding hand icons for donations. If you would give some of your financial energy, that will go a long, long way to, excuse me, to ensuring that Black Talk Radio Network is on air going forward for those that we have yet not named and for some of the events that we're going to see happening in the future. Very, very important, you know, for me, for what I see happening and what's going on in the world, I think is critical for us to definitely do that. So give some of your financial energy, and that way Black Talk Radio Network will be here forever. That'd be a great time. That'd be a great time span for Black Talk Radio Network. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet. And that social media outlet is known as BTR Community. And that is a place where you can engage in your overall social media activities without being adversely affected, such as your postings, your comments. And, you know, what a lot of people may not realize is all of that stuff is discoverable. Yes, it's discoverable legally, but also what happens is that people actually pay for that type of information when you go for job interviews and everything else, and they can seize that information, look at it, to see what you've been posting and everything else. And that may not be a direct representation of who you are or who you are eternally or on a consistent basis. It may be something that you happen to post on your feelings. And this is why FedBook is so, so damaging, because it really gives a in-depth look at some parts of your life that you would otherwise want to keep private. So on BTR Community, you don't have to worry about someone doing that, because your information won't be sold to any bidder at all. So you won't be adversely affected that way. And I think that that, ladies and gentlemen, is critically important, critically important. So also, BTR community, you can post anything about yourself, a particular event that you think is newsworthy or needs to get public exposure, your business. So it's just a place that's a more wholesome way for you to engage inside of the social media. And it's very easy to do. You can go to, it's right there on the website, or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com. Okay? So, and that's only $24 a year. So definitely take advantage of that. Excuse me, everyone. Take advantage of that, and you'll be very, very pleased. All right. Also, Prosperity Mint. Everyone go to www.prosperitymint and check out what's there in inventory. A lot of things are going to be changing at Prosperity Mint. We're going to be putting up, we're going to change some pricing. We're going to put some new material up, which I think is phenomenal. Some collector's items where the overall mintage of them were very, very low. And just so for those of you that don't know, Prosperity Mint is a place where you can save as a king or a queen or as a lady and a gentleman, and not to save as a slave. A wage of a lady and a gentleman is gold. A wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. A wage of a king and a queen is gold. And the wage of a slave is debt. And this is why you get paid in Federal Reserve notes or dollar bills or in cash, because that is a wage of a slave. And you may say, what are you talking about, David? Well, that's because you're unaware of the difference between currency and money. Most people call currency money, and it's not. It can never do what money does. So definitely, definitely check out what's going on there at Prosperity Mint, and then just email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. I should be having a bunch of stuff up. It's going to take us a while changing things around. I've been on the phone all day with folks. I'm like beat, but hey, that's the life of doing what you love to do. So check out Prosperity Mint. There's going to be some new, very, very, I think some rare, elegant pieces that's going to have low mintage. And low mintage means this, is that whenever a private mint or a sovereign government, you know, coins are something that is minted by the government, and rounds are something that's printed by a private mint. Prosperity Mint is a private organization, so as we start to mint some of our own gold and silver, it will be known as rounds. But see, the good thing about some of the things that we're going to be bringing to you very soon here, I'm going to be putting them up on the website here this week, is that you're going to have low mintage and low mintage things. And just so you all know with how silver and gold goes, with low mintage, such as, let's say, some of the coins and some of the rounds that we're going to have there, they're going to be very low mintage ones. And what that means is this, is that the overall value of those are only going to go up because they won't be reduplicated. They will never be minted again. They will never be created again. If there's a specific year or a specific look after that mintage lot runs out, and a lot of the stuff that we're going to have, you're going to see the actual number. You'll actually get the number and the certificate of authenticity of what it is, and to tell you how many have been minted. This is huge. So that when you do purchase it, you know that some of you are only going to have one of 999 items, or one of 1,000, one of 2,500. That means there's only 2,500 people in the world that could have access to it. And what happens with that in the precious metals realm is that those items known as numismatic coins or so or bullion starts to go up in overall value. There are some things, you know, it's just phenomenal what some of the overall value of some of the coins have been. You know, we have some coins that are actually, and we keep them in a vault that's, you know, in safekeeping. We have some items that are worth over $20,000, and they're just one coin. Over $20,000. And so we're going to talk about that later on this week. So just so you all know, go to Prosperity Mint. They have some great things that are going on there. Some of the Cleopatras are now back in stock, but there are some new items, and I can't wait. I haven't listed it, but there's a Nefertiti round that is low mintage, and a Nefertiti sculpture that is just absolutely drop dead gorgeous, made out of silver, and it's actually lined in gold, in 24 karat gold. Some of it is actually painted in 24 karat gold. But this, the overall busk of this thing is just outstanding, drop dead gorgeous. There's very, very few of them in the world. And it's so, you know, I love it because there are many people around the world that don't see value in that, but we do. But here's the thing, because there's only so many of them, the overall value of them, and they're now starting to shoot up in their overall prices because they're a little older now. When I mean by older, they're from around 2000 and in early 2000s. And because of that, they are starting to shoot up in the overall, in their value, and you can't beat it. It's far beyond, you know, anything else. And I'm going to just say this. Here's the thing that, you know, a lot of people are talking about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a good thing. It's actually a good investment, but it's not something that you should save in. It's something that you should invest in because you can only own it. You can't control it. There are people talking about how high Bitcoin is. There are silver and gold coins. Well, let me just say this. Everyone knows the gold, but there are some silver coins that are far more valuable and far more have more value than 1 ounce. One Bitcoin, 1 ounce of silver and gold, and it's not even pure silver. There are some silver, and we're going to put them on into side of Prosperity Mint. I don't know if I'm going to be selling them though. I think I'm going to keep them in the vault in California and just keep them there. But you'll be able to see them. But there's some items on there that's over 1 ounce of silver, and it's not even a pure ounce of silver. It's 90% some ancient. We have some great ancient coins that we're going to be made available. I'm going to give you a hint. Actively trying to grab in negotiation to grab a one that's from Hannibal. And oh man. And that one, to me, you actually get the insignia of Hannibal, and you can see, you know, that Hannibal was black. I don't see how the rest of the world tries to put Hannibal as anything else. But this overall, if we're able to secure it, this overall coin, and it's actually a coin because it was minted as money from that time of Hannibal. His overall coin, to me, the value of it is absolutely priceless. And it's not even a full ounce of silver. It's only 5 grams, 5-6 grams. And you know, the value of that is just phenomenal. So we'll have some of that. We'll post that at the appropriate time so you could at least see it. I don't know if I'm going to be selling that one. But then there's also some other ones that are going to be there that are very, very valuable. So been working really, really hard to get things going to protect you and your family. That's some of the things that we have going on. So we'll bring that. But there's also, I just want to say there's a couple of coins that we have that are multiples of, they're over $5,000 in cash, you know. So very, very significant. Hold on 1 second. Scotty, would you hold? I got to take this call for a second, real quick. Hold on, everyone. I'm so sorry, everyone on Tanda. Hold on 1 second. You just tell this person.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that, everyone. Sometimes, you know, my phone
Black Talk Radio
has been
digital black
ringing
radio.
Off of the black hook. You there, Scotty?
New millennium.
Scotty?
Yeah, you good, Dave?
Okay. Hey, Scotty, I just want to thank you, man. My phone has just been ringing off of the hook. And I'm so sorry about that interruption, everyone. I try to always turn my phone off while on, but there's some phone calls that I just can't, you know, I just got to tell them that I'll get back to them. And that was one of those phone calls. I couldn't get away from that one. So excuse me, everyone, but we were talking about prosperity and how there's some coins, and we'll actually put them up, that just one of them is over $2,000. And this is why, see, this is one of the keys to that. One of the keys to that is that you have a tangible asset that you control that has real value, and if you know which ones you should be acquiring at a certain time, you don't want to. You may not necessarily, depending on who you are, you may want to get them at $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, because they're going to go up even more. But you may want to even acquire them at, you know, at lower price points. And some of the things that we're going to be bringing is going to be at much lower price points, but they're going to be in that same area of in the thousands or multiple thousands of dollars for that overall coin or for that round because of its overall mintage. And you'll see what I mean once you go to Prosperity Mint. This is the first time I really talked this long about Prosperity Mint, but it's just so much that we got going on there. A lot of sleepless nights for me. Getting up early and talking to a bunch of other people. And sometimes some people call me, and I'm not always able to get on the phone because today was crazy. Today I spent so much time on the phone. But don't ever hesitate to text me, and it's definitely I will get to you in a minute. We're just in the process of birthing. Expanding what we've been doing and having it grow into mature. We've already birthed it. Now it's just growing into full maturity. So, you know, that takes, you know, time and a process. And it's only, you know, you and there's only so many hours in a day and there's so much to get done. So I just really want to thank you all for being with us through Prosperity Mint. And what I intend on doing is have some collective prudence through Prosperity Mint where you all will be able to engage in some of the overall opportunities that we're going to be seizing with that platform and with that direction and that business opportunity. So just wanted to say that. Also, let's jump into, but before we do that, also, this we got coming up March the 25th of 2017 here in Dallas. We have the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar that's coming up is being put together by Volt Media Group, and you can email them for RSV reservations, and the reservations for single tickets is $125 and $200 for couples, $100 per person in a couple. And you can do that by emailing HFRN.Volt, VAULT@gmail.com. And the only thing that you need to do is put inside of the subject March 25th, Dallas, March 25th, and ask for RSVP, how you may RSVP and purchase your tickets. And then Volt Media Group will definitely get back with you. We're going to be doing this. We're actually going to be talk to Volt Media Group personnel, and we're going to be traveling around the country doing this. So at some point, at some time, we're going to be coming to someplace close to you, and I definitely look forward to catching up with you all and developing some collective prudence. And what I mean by that, there are some opportunities that we all can engage in collectively to strengthen our overall financial position, especially for some of the things that's going to be coming up, and we're going to, you know, great creator willing, we'll cover some of that during this week. So we will be coming to some places closer to you all so that we can actually get this information to you, especially for what's going on in the world and where we are. There are many things that are going to change, and we've been talking about that. And I just don't want you not to be prepared for it. I want you to be prepared for it individually, your family, and our overall community, because there's going to be great opportunities and leverage that we will have by us doing that and working together instead of the system working together to have leverage against us. And that's the thing about leverage. It's great when it works for you, it's a monster when it works against you. It's about time that we start to work it for us in that way, because that's what the system does, and that's how the system is. So look at what it has built. Look at its overall predominance. Look at its overall strength because of the overall dedication to its will. They didn't have a wishbone. They had a backbone. They made it happen. And that exact same thing is going to have to happen for you, because those are some of the universal laws or some of the spiritual laws that exist. If you will for some things to happen, you will create that. They have will for these things to happen. We have not decided that we no longer want to engage, or that's not going to adversely affect us on a large scale. We may do it individually, but the overall size and scope and the energy of individuals is far, far less than a collective move. Yes, the individual power is supreme, but when it's combined with other power, supreme powers, it becomes invincible. So that's really where we are, and that's the reason why I think it's so important that we do some of the things that we should be doing. So Vault Media Group, get with us. March the 25th is going to be from 1 p.m. Central Standard Time to 7 p.m. I will be one of the presenters, and it's something that you definitely want to be a part of if you're in the Dallas area, or if you can make arrangements to get to Dallas. Email the Vault Media Group, and what the email is, I'm going to give it to you again. It's capital HFRN.Vault@gmail.com. Email them, RSVP, be there. It will be, you will be glad that you are there. It will be very worth your overall cost and expense and your time that's there. There's a lot of people that listen to Tando Radio Show that's going to be there, and I can't wait to sit down, hang out with you all, and then strategize what it is that we're going to do together. And I'm really looking forward to that probably the most. So looking forward to that. So you know where we're going to be on March the 25th. Come on down to Dallas, and let's start breaking our – well, let's put some of our overall ideas and put some of our elbow grease into the direction that we truly, truly do need to go. Okay? So now let's jump into – give me a second here. Was running a little late, so I wasn't able to set everything up. Let's jump into what's in the news. And then at any time, of course, if you'd like to give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'd greatly appreciate you engaging. Okay, my man Scotty, are you there? Okay. That's all right. I'll catch up with Scotty a little bit later. All right, so let's
check out what's in the news. Yeah, I'm here, Dave. Just take me a little bit to get to the mic, man. What's up?
Not much. Hey, Scotty, I just want to tell you, man, I truly, truly do appreciate you, brother, and I thank you so much for you just being you, because and I love the story about how Black Talk Radio Network actually was conceived. And you know, you hear it a lot, but I truly, truly do appreciate and the relationship that we have established and what's the possibilities of us going forward to sustain Black Talk Radio Network and to sustain all the things that need to be sustained so that we can put the best product together. That has come because of your vision. And you hear it a lot, brother, but I sincerely thank you for putting energy behind your vision That's a huge, huge difference. And I just wanted to really, really say that before we jump into the news. And plus, I just wanted to bug you because I know you were doing some other things. So
yeah, but thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, what I've done is not difficult. It's just that I follow the simple formula, which is called thought, speech, and action. You think about something, then you speak, talk to people about how you're going to do it, come up with a plan, and put that plan into action. If we all follow that simple formula, we can achieve things that, you know, we only dream about, you know. A dream, you got to speak it into reality. I mean, that's just a principle of the universe. That's a spiritual principle. You know, you create worlds by speaking. So anybody can follow that. And, of course, you know, other people literally bought into the vision and the need for what we do. And you know, they know who they are, who have sustained us for these 9 years.
But, you know, what's so amazing, Scotty, what you just said. And let me tell you, some of the most powerful things are the simplest things. But it's simple to actually hear Scotty say it, but it's a whole lot more to actually live it. And what Scotty just said to you all, he said, think it, speak it, and do it. That is completely the complete formula, in my opinion, to the environment that you will create around you. And I'm going to tell you, that is so true. It can't be said. Some of the most important things are the simplest things. And Scotty absolutely nailed it on that. You think it, you speak it, you do it, and then it exists. So,
I mean, Dave, just to give, I didn't come up with that on my own. That's old, ancient philosophy. You know what I'm saying? It may be rooted in Hindu. What would we call it? Not theology, but Hinduism is sort of like a religion.
Yeah.
But it, no, Hinduism mm-hmm. isn't really a religion. It's a spiritual practice or journey that people go on, but it deals with a lot of philosophical questions. So that's where that comes from, thought, speech, and action.
And it's, but you know what's so important about it, Scotty, is that it's real. It, you can actually live that, and it's something that anyone can really live by, and it's just essential to us creating what it is that we want to create. So now the question is, this is why, I don't know if you guys remember, I said you have to be careful what you think, because what you think, you'll end up saying. You got to be, and then you have to be mindful of what you say. Because what you say will become what you do. You got to be careful of what you do, because everything that you do becomes your habit. And your habits have to be governed, because your habits will become your eternity. And Scotty just laid that out to the T. And I think that it's very, very important that we see people that we know, that we can identify with, doing what they said that they were going to do. And just to see that, and to not to take it from a standpoint of anything other that there's a real prize to emulate there. And in my opinion, what Scotty has laid out is the formula to everyone's success. Everyone is different, but this is one of the avenues and opportunities that you can use, and one of the fundamental practices that you can use to achieve what it is that you want to accomplish. So well said, my brother. Well, well said. And we're going to jump into what's in the news. So let's jump into what's into the news, and we're going to get into today's show. First article we had, and this one came from, I don't like taking from this website, but sometimes it doesn't matter. If a rock is going to speak, then sometimes you need to shut up and listen to a rock. This comes from Breitbart. And it says 11 areas near Oroville Dam under evacuation warning. Orville Dam, unstable and particularly destroyed spillways, has closed since February the 27th as dredging contractors at the bottom of the dam desperately try to carve a 1,500-foot by 150 feet wide and 30 feet deep emergency trench in the diver's pond to clear the Edwards Hyatt power plant water intake. And here's the thing that's going on at why those 11 areas have put on evacuation warnings. Let me tell you something about what's going on in Orville Dam. We said this from the very beginning. I'm going to tell you something. I was going up to Seattle about three years ago. And I was going up there for an event with Empowerment Radio Network to catch up with George Frazier, David Anderson, and CeCe. CeCe had coordinated some events that we were going to do up there, and CeCe from Black in Business. And I was on my way up there, and I was stopping at some of the dams. And I wish I still had my phone, and I think I still have it posted in RDP. I know it's in RDP. For those of you that are in RDP, you can actually see and hear what I said back then. And what I said back then was that I was passing some of these dams, and I think Orville Dam may have been one of the dams that I passed, but I definitely know that Mount Shasta was one. No, I don't think Orville was one, but it could have been. Could have been, not quite sure, but don't want to labor on that one. But stopped at a couple of reservoirs, and I showed pictures and everything, and I posted them inside of RDP when I was on Facebook. For those of you that know what RDP, Real Deal Preppers, that's in there. Brother Davis is very familiar. That's Brother Davis is, and I and others have put that together. And this was a couple of years back, and I posted it, and all of that's still there. And what I said at that time was that I took pictures of how drastic that the overall drought in California was. And I already knew that I needed to get out of California because there's only so many ways into California, and you have some very real natural barriers to contend with to get out of California, one being the ocean and the other being the desert, depending on where you were. And if you weren't thoroughly prepared for that, that was a journey across the Mojave Desert that you weren't going to survive or make. So took some pictures of some of the reservoirs, and I posted inside of RDP, and I was saying that, in my opinion, that those reservoirs were being drained. And I said that the problem with this is that they're going to fill back up. And because they've been drained so much, the overall land erosion to the walls of these dams and reservoirs are going to be compromised because there's no water holding the walls in place. So this ground is becoming extremely hard, and it's exposed to the elements of the sun and everything else, and that is going to cause them to go into a clay and to be able to withstand. And not only that, the overall water pressure kept everything in place. Now that the water wasn't there any longer, erosion was going to set in, and it's going to compromise the dam so that when these dams fill back up, they're going to rupture.
Hey, Dave.
And I said that. Yes, yes.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's the stress factor, you know, stress on a structure, and by letting the water, the lower the pressure, the less pressure is going to ease up on, you know, the structure. And then you fill it back up. That's still, I mean, it might only be moving micromillimeters or whatnot, but in a structure huge as that, you know what I'm saying, that can, over time, erode the integrity of that. But, you know, you're talking about infrastructure in the United States. You know, the celebrity figurehead, as you call him, Donald Trump, talking about $1 trillion for infrastructure. But I came across an article that said, really, they need to spend $10 trillion. That has been that neglected.
Yeah, $10 trillion that they don't have because, we're going to talk about this one later. Today is March the 13th. We're going to have March the 15th come up very soon here. Debt ceiling is sealed at $20 trillion. They don't even have they only have about $200 billion. So, yeah, hey, Scotty's absolutely right. And what it is, excuse me, y'all, what happens is that water is the most corrosive element on Earth. There are very few things that can endure the corrosive power of water. Very, very few things, you know, on this planet, let alone in this universe, that can. And, you know, some things can endure the overall corrosive power of water. Dirt can't. So just think of it this way. For those of you, think about it. Think about, you have some leather, some other material that dry rots, okay? You have water, and that keeps it in place. And then as the water is keeping in place to keep it sealed from leaking, and then all of a sudden it is exposed to the sun. Now you have, and it's not exposed to just any old regular sun. It's actually exposed to, because there's no roots, there's no foliage, there's no ground cover to protect it. There's no shade. It's just constantly being bombarded by the sun rays, and then added on the radioactive isotope of Fukushima. And so you all know how powerful water is. Did you think that you may have sealed the leak, and then it will let you know, nope, it sure didn't. It's gotten out through everywhere. So that's what these dams are doing. Now that the water is filling back up in them, they're starting to spring leaks all over the place because the ground has shifted. And that's all it takes for water. It's just for just a little shifting, and man, it will turn that little hole into a mountain and carve out the Grand Canyon from it. That's what's happening here. So I would definitely say, we talked about this in the first time that we talked about Orville Dam, that this is Orville, is Goldville. They want this to happen. And the overall threat of Orville Dam is huge. So right now they're getting some weather that was they had some sunny weather, so the snow melt is happening. Now they're about to get hit with other warm rain known as the Pineapple Express is going to be running through Northern California, and that's going to melt some of the overall runoff. And the reservoirs and rivers in above Orville Dam that run into Orville Dam, they are at maximum capacity, and there's nowhere for the water to go. And let me tell you about this. People think that California is out of the drought now. It's nowhere near out of the drought, because the process to fill up the overall aquifers, because that water has been there for a while, it's went through all of the dirt and sediment and everything else, and it's filterized itself into good, clean water. Those aquifers have been drained. You can't just fill those back up with just one hard rain season where the reservoirs are full. It doesn't work that way. And here's the biggest problem. If it's not fresh water that's there, then the fresh water keeps the ocean water out. Since the fresh water hasn't been there, now the ocean water is going to fill that up, and it's going to be salt water. And then there goes all of your crops being able to be built, grown in California. Man, it's such a, and it's all, in my opinion, it's a part of an agenda. So there are 11 warning areas, because I definitely believe that Orville Dam structure is not going to survive the season. And it's probably from some of the prospects that I've heard about what could happen with Orville Dam. Water moving at 100 miles per hour and over 100 feet tall waves. You're not going to get out. If anyone knows about California, the structure of how California works, anyone below that is not going to be able to outrun California with everybody on that small freeway, the 5 freeway in the overall access roads out of California, which are now being all compromised. There are bridges that are failing. They have moved because of the water. The roads have moved and everything else. It's just going to be a mess, and it's a part of it all. So I don't expect this dam, as I said earlier, I don't want this to happen, but it's high time for people to heed the warning and to get out while you can, because you should have had an evacuation plan for this, because whenever you have a dam above you, you should be thinking about at some point, at some time, this dam could go. And if it does go, I need to have a plan to get out of here. You're not going to be able to outrun this water if you wait until they give the evacuation order. So check out that article. I think that this dam is basically doomed. I hope it doesn't. But just the overall, to be honest about it all, there's nothing that man can do. We have too much faith in men, and we do not have too much skepticism. We're not skeptical. There's a real sinister objective and way that we look at. We should have a very sinister approach to everything any organization of government has put together. And instead of having that skepticism, we have optimists. We become so-called blindly led optimism that is nothing more than blind faith. That is the first step to genocide. And they continue to do it over and over and over again. And the overall ramification of this dam being compromised and the aftermath from this is going to reach your grocery stores, is going to totally destroy a very productive food hub in the country. And I want you to think about that. Think about the Gulf of Mexico with the oil spill. Think about what's happening in California. Think about Fukushima. Do you see the picture? You're being strategically attacked. This is the art of war. So, unfortunately, that's where we are. So, check out that article that's there. Next article comes from my man Roz. This one came from Glamorous.com. Scary new bill might allow your boss to force you to undergo genetic testing. Shoot. It is safe to assume your employer hasn't asked you to submit any forms of genetic testing, but in the new House Republican-sponsored bill passed through Congress might change that, and there could be some big consequences if you refuse. Roz, I did not see this one. This one is a... Thank you, Roz, for this. This is crazy. So check out that article Roz posted. Next article posted, this one comes from RT International. China interceptors will intercept intruding aircraft following military vessels amidst efforts to strengthen the Navy. China is building the first-class Navy, which will intercept intruding aircraft and follow any military vessels traveling within its controlled areas. And ladies and gentlemen, this is going to move into, this is the overall perpetuation of war. Also, RT International, no robbery. New tape casts doubt on Ferguson cops' allegations in Brown's killing. A new tape showed Michael Brown hours before his death in the store, apparently changed the plot. So check out that article as well. Next article comes from the South Sea of China. China takes a wait-and-see approach to Pacific Trade Pact. Check out this article. This is the trade wars taking off, ladies and gentlemen. Next article from South China Morning Post. The last one was from the South China Morning Post as well. China preparing countermeasures against THAAD, one of the generals said, and we'll take a look at this. Next article, Roz posted this one. The death of suffering is unprecedented for kids in Syria. And I'm going to tell you, man, this is just so sick. I see this little kid with the picture here, and it looks like a little Chucky doll. The child doesn't even look like a child. It's from here, and it's just crazy. And this comes from NBC News. Check out this one Roz had posted. Next article from Press TV. And it is there was a rejection for the U.S. to seize Iranian assets. The governors of the Central Bank of Iran says a court has rejected the U.S. $1.6 billion from being able to seize the the assets of Iran in the European in the European country. And so basically what this was, ladies and gentlemen, U.S. is losing all of its influence. It used to be able to have asset forfeiture of different countries. And this tells you everything, ladies and gentlemen. This tells you that you really do need to be preparing for the overall divestment and untied states of America, because it's losing all of its overall clout, political wherewithal, military wherewithal, and its economic wherewithal. And it's very critical that it happens with asset-strong countries such as Iran. That's telling you that Iran and other countries will be the new economic measures and the new economic drivers of the global economy, not the U.S. That means, ladies and gentlemen, you're about to lose your overall standard of living in so many ways. They're not even able to seize assets or freeze assets anymore, the United States. They were able to do that just a threat of it would destabilize the country. What do you think the rest of the world is going to do to the U.S. after now that they can't do that anymore? And then they're going to be doing that. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to re-seize assets from the United States that they consider that the United States has stolen. Man, it's about to get real. You need to be real as well. Next article from Press TV. Russia slams U.S. Missile deployment in South Korea. Check out that article. Next article from Press TV as well. U.S. deploys attack drone systems in South Korea. This is definitely moving on in all crazy ways. Next article. Oops, there's a couple more. Hold on one second, everyone. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Let me just give it a sec. Next article comes from Bloomberg. And this one is what to expect in the UK markets when May, they're talking about the Prime Minister, May, celebrity figurehead Prime Minister May, pulls the Brexit trigger, which is by the end of March, she's probably going to invoke Article 50, which is the overall where they're going to leave the euro. And this is going to, and is the timing of this is by no coincidence, and the consequence of this neither is as well. This is speaking to the overall trade wars and everything else, and you're going to see new enemies and less allies. The U.S. is going to be going alone and is going to be fighting a world war against the war, against the world, and it will probably only have one or two allies, but those allies will only be allies for a very, very short period of time. So check out that article as well. Next one from Bloomberg, Wall Street has found its new big short in the U.S. credit market. Struggling retailers such as Macy's are fueling mall defaults. Investors are betting against commercial mortgage-backed debt, Wall Street speculates. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, they're starting to short all of the malls. And what the short means, they say that they're going down. And that is going to put economic pressure on those overall entities. It is definitely happening. I was with some very dear people, and they pointed that out. We were in a mall, and they said, this is supposed to be an upscale mall, but look at it. It's going to be like the malls of the Walking Dead. And that is exactly it. It's just a dying entity. And that is going to have major, major economic trends and turmoil that will go, and consequences that will go with it. Next article, this one comes from Reuters, says exclusive. Japan's plans on sending large warships to South China Sea, sources said. And we're going to be taking a look at this stuff today. So we're going to take a look in today's show. We're going to take a look at the military positioning around the world. And I think it's very, very important that we do that to see what's going on so that you can properly prepare for it. So That's what today's show is going to be all about. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. I will see you in queue. I'm running just a little behind on some things today, so just bear with me, and I greatly appreciate you all. So at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, you have some information that you would like to share with us or some questions or some comments about some things, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, then hit **. If we could, I need to do one thing. So let's go to a commercial break, Scott. If we can run this commercial break like for 2 or 3 minutes, I would greatly appreciate it. Then we'll come back and we will jump right back into the show. So without a doubt, give us a call. We're going to take a look at some of the military positioning around the world and what it means and why you should know this and some of the things that you should be doing. There's some things that you want to definitely express. Don't hesitate. Give us a call. And we are going to go to a commercial break. Scotty, giving you like 3 minutes, two minutes. Let me take care of one thing, and then we'll come right back to Tando Radio Show, our live show for today, Monday, March the 13th, 2017. So we're going to go to a commercial break and give us a call, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. I guess we won't. That's all right. Scotty will jump in when he can. So until then, he probably thought I was going to do it a little bit late. Okay, there you go. So, okay, so we're going to jump into the commercial break. Scotty, we can do it just a little bit. Give me like 2 or 3 minutes, and then I'll be finished and then run right into the show. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
My secret weapon next to me, soloist. I can't control the way I flow with this. I'm trying to save life, just like Noah did. What's the truth? Look at all these rotten fruit. All the young youth did it stem from the roots. Shady governments, they sniffing heroin and drop bombs on Lebanon. And it's gonna come. Activists, you gotta master psychiatrics or get the padded mattress. Y'all niggas been deceived. I'm talking about you, the crackheads and the thieves. We need to focus on our needs. We dying every day because we can't sustain greed. OVs, police, beat niggas in the streets. CEOs, president, they all creeps. Are we certain that these churches working because the hood's hurting? We been tricked by yourself, nobody's perfect. If you study properly, we all got property. So many called, but they spread the word sloppily. Then the few, see I'm way beyond your curfew. Sticks and stone, but it's words that really hurt you. You see, it's words that really hurt you.
Now you live or die. We in the days of getting high. It's the Lord, as you win, it's all lies. Live or die, we in the days of getting high. As you win, we score, it's all lies. Shit is lies, man. Shit is lies, man.
Dying thirsty from the struggle to my own hustle bubble. Dying thirsty from the struggle to my own hustle bubble. Dying thirsty from the struggle to my own hustle bubble. Dying thirsty from the struggle to my own hustle bubble. Dying thirsty from the struggle to my own hustle bubble. Dying thirsty from the struggle to my own hustle bubble.
I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Give up on my way. Hold it. Wouldn't it be crazy?
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Wouldn't it be crazy? Don't you step for crazy?
Okay, welcome back. Yeah, back. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6, and we're going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll see you in queue. Just hit star, star. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. So we're going to jump into today's show. And looking forward to it all. It was something that I forgot. What was it that I forgot? Nope. I think we got it all. I think we got it all. Okay. So let's jump into today's show. Today's show, we'll take a look at some of the military positioning around the world. Have you noticed and have you really put thought to some of the stuff that's going on? It's really setting itself up for... It's no coincidence, and it's setting itself up for, in my opinion, what the agenda is, and that agenda is a depopulation and a control agenda. And that depopulation and control agenda is all about creating an environment where people will surrender their free will. And I'm going to, before we do that, I don't know if I should, but I had some friends that, and I'm going to change the course real quick. And I do this from time to time because I was thinking, should I talk about this real quick? But I think it's all a part of it, and we should. So I'm going to talk about it, if that's all right with you. Over the weekend, I was advised, about a week or two ago, a couple of my clients had texted me and said, hey, Dave, you need to go see this movie called Get Out. I know you don't see movies, but you need to see this movie. One of my best friends called me. Yeah, man, I don't tell you to do a lot of stuff, but you need to go see this movie. It has a lot of stuff that you be talking about, we be talking about. And so go check it out. I knew what he was going to say. He said, Get Out. So I'm just hearing all this about Get Out. And I'm not a moviegoer at all. And the reason being is because I realize when I see scientists, they always like to tranquilize animals before they kill them, exploit them, or indoctrinate them. And to me, the overall dark of tranquilization is the television, sports, gossip shows, entertainment, just regular. If this was a late night show, I would say selective, explicit words. Boo-boo. Particularly cow boo-boo, which you could say it is a real word. All words are real, but boo-boo. And I don't do this, but I went ahead and I did it. And against my own better judgment, against my own spirit, I went ahead and I did it. But I'm going to tell you, I didn't last long in this movie. I walked out on it. Because you always hear me say that they always tell you before they do things. And when the movie say get out, that means everybody's going to run in because they want to go in. When the movie is actually telling you what you should be doing, get out. Most people thought that that was the plot of the movie or a part of the movie. But no, they are actually telling you. So my spirit told me to get out. Get up, Dave. This ain't you. Didn't need to see any more of it. And while I was there, one of the things that I do is I always maintain my overall control. I never allow anything to put me into a catatonic state. And that's what The movies do it, put you in a daydream state, and they all they bombard your mind with different things. And what's the thing about what we don't realize is that just like you can catch a head cold, you can catch an illness in the brain. And I like to put it this way. My man Scotty is here. If I had a problem with some technical things on dealing with my computer, just for example, I call Scotty, say, hey, Scotty, how do I get this virus scan on my computer? I want you to go with me with this for a minute. How do I get this virus scan on my computer? Scotty would say, oh, no problem. You know, you just got to upload it. Well, can it do a virus scan without me uploading it? No, Dave, it can't do that. You got to upload it. Then you upload it, and then it'll be embedded in there, and it'll start to wipe out the stuff you don't want. Okay. Can I just have it around? Can I just buy it and not put it on the computer, and will it work? Dave, no, you got to take the disk out, or however the CD out, and upload it on your computer. I'm saying that for a reason. Think about it, y'all. So, okay, Scotty. So if I upload it, it's going to be, yeah, once you upload it, it'll be in your computer. Then you'll be able to scan, virus scan, and everything else. Okay, I want you all to think about this for a minute. This is your boy. The exact same thing happens, just like you can catch a cold, a physical cold, where you have your nose running and everything else. You can catch a virus of the brain. All they have to do is upload it. Let me tell you something about that movie. It was nothing more than an MK Ultra movie. And it was uploading a virus. Every person that was there watching it, because they were watching it from their own free will. They bought the virus scan and uploaded the virus into themselves. No, you didn't come out sneezing or sniffling, but you came out attacked. It was a very luficious movie. And it was uploading. Had a buddy, my best friend, said, you walked out. Yeah. Dude, you missed the meaning of the movie. No, I know what the meaning of the movie was. He says, no, you don't get, this is where these people were trying to, they wanted our talents and our I would say this. Did you realize what the objective of that movie was? The objective of that movie, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, they tell you everything before they do it, was to hypnotize you. To hypnotize you. And every person, when I was there, every person, I knew I wasn't going to watch the movie from the very beginning. No matter what, me physically being present there, I was not going to allow anything to influence my overall existence. And at any time, I would just get up and leave when I thought it was time to go. Well, I'm sitting there, and I watch everyone around me. Every single person is fixated on this movie by their free will because they want to see what's going to happen. And by doing that, they uploaded the virus of the intent of the ones that truly created this movie. Just my opinion. Here was the key with this movie. They were hypnotizing every person there by their free will. And they told you that. And made their overall influence and power over people even stronger. For those of you, if you've seen the movie, you can chime in real quick or anytime. One of the things, I was done with it from the very beginning because I knew how the enlightenment of man comes. They wanted to enlighten you. And they do enlightenment from the comforts of entertainment. And we don't even realize it. Story about this young man that, another this young man, oh, if you didn't see it, I'm not going to spoil it for you, so I won't say what it was about. But I would say, I've seen it, you could pass on it. It's a threat. Because they are invoking their hypnotist, their MK Ultra hypnotism, so that you will respond to different things how they want you to do it. And I am disappointed that I allowed myself to engage. And here's this is the point that I'm thinking I'm going to share about it. The thing that I got about it was that they were telling you everything. I gave the example of uploading a virus on your computer, a virus protection on your computer for a virus that's been attacking your computer. Well, the exact same thing we can do with our overall mental and cerebral capabilities. And our spirit as well. But the thing is that they have to get there by you bringing them in, by invitation. And we invite them in. This is why they have scary movies to be entertaining, so that they can upload what they want to upload at any given time. And we always are. They're not there to scare you. They're there to make you a coward. They're there to make you slothful of spirit. And to have a sense of ennui. And my man Scotty said something. I'm going to get to it in a sec. And I want to say this about this movie. Here was one of the keys to the movie that many may not have caught. And I didn't need to be there any further. I'll tell you where I walked out at. I was going to walk out from the darn beginning, but I walked out right at right when someone was, because I want to, no, I don't care. Right when the young man was captured and they was watching what the intent was. I already knew what it was going to be about and what it was from the very beginning. Wasn't hard to discern what the heck was going on there. But see, through their same propaganda, they gave you one set of people, another set of people, when the whole thing is that the agenda is against everybody. We didn't catch it. Here was the key. One of the keys was, smoking is a nasty habit. One of the things about this system is that these people, these entities tell you everything. Why is smoking such a nasty habit? Why is smoking such a nasty habit? And what were they really telling you? What was the subliminal hypnotized message behind that? What they basically was telling you, everything about what this movie's objective was to destroy you. And how it was going to destroy you was this way. You've heard the story. They already told you that secondhand smoke kills. They were killing you by secondhand smoke. Because their objective was to get you to think one thing about the movie and what his objective was, while their real intention was something else. And just on Friday, talked about the burning cities become a burnt offering. That's exactly what they do with these forms of entertainment. That was a MK Ultra movie to hypnotize you to fulfill their agenda, and to hypnotize me to fulfill their agenda. But I didn't want to participate. I don't think it's funny. I know it's popular. That's why it is what it is, and that's why it's going to be able to do what it's going to be able to do so effectively. It's no coincidence at all. The whole thing was about indoctrinating you to surrender to the hypnotized state. They make you think that they're coming one way, and you can protect yourself from that. But as long as you continue to play by their rules, they will rule. Every movie that they create, every agenda that they fund, has a reason for your demise. We support it. And I was disappointed. And I supported that stuff. Smoking is a nasty habit. It's a nasty habit because one person can smoke and kill everybody else around them. Their agenda is to get you to look one place while they're killing you in every other direction. And that killing is not by killing you physically, but taking and stealing and seizing your energy to where you will live for them. Absent of your talents and your capabilities can be harnessed and claimed by someone else. And you will become the walking zombie. I didn't mean to go here, but for those of you in Tando, and I don't say that for you to go and run and watch the movie, I would say that protect, you don't need to. There is not one thing. If you think that if you could be at Fukushima and not have your body absorb the radioactive isotopes of Fukushima, then what makes us think that we can't absorb the radioactive isotopes of movies and of entertainment and of destruction by ways of popularity, comfort? Just like you wouldn't survive going into Fukushima until we realize that we won't survive going into their dens of destruction without properly protecting ourselves, but going for entertainment to enjoy ourselves, we will continue to be on the same path that we've been on for a while. My man Scotty said, can't speak, but I notice people creating and posting like to online versions of the movie on our social media, on the outside network. One showed a black stick figure getting out of the U.S. paint with Confederate colors. I thought where you go to run, and why would you run from what is yours? I consider no land to those who practice injustice against anyone. My man Scotty. He said, I meant concede no land to anyone. Fear, propaganda, cowardice, running. Run, brother, run. Get out. And I'm going to tell you, I let my guard down, knowing that that is not something that I do And I feel for me that I was able to. No, I'm going to tell you, I was really disappointed in myself that I allowed myself to engage in something that I knew was going to be full of lies, deception, and was going to be sorcery. And it was going to be nothing more than a move to enlighten the deception and destruction. So I walked out. As I walked out, got to the last, almost the last one, one lady said to her boyfriend, "Where is he going?" And she said that because as I was walking by, I interrupted her, and it caused her to come out. I had to move. She was like upset that I had to walk through. Are you serious? You walking through now? Yeah. Should have never been there. So that was just my take. That doesn't mean that that has to be yours, but that was mine. My man Scotty is there. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, Dave, I saw it, but let me just put it this way. I haven't been to a movie theater or paid to see a movie probably in 30 years, man. I don't believe.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah, I don't believe in funding the media propaganda operations against me. You know, I don't care if they do showcase a black person as the writer or the producer or this mm-hmm. or that. It's still part of that entire industry. I know who really making the most money off of the box mm-hmm. office receipts, and it ain't them. But anyway, my whole, you know, I do watch movies. I do, and I'm a science fiction mm-hmm. type person, yeah. and you know, because in your downtime you do need some R&R, and you can learn some stuff yeah. and pick up some stuff if you guard
yeah,
your mind.
Definitely.
You're supposed to always guard your mind, and I actually, you know, found it to be kind of boring. Nothing like another like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, except for it had a racial right. they right. put a racial element to it, you know. I mean, we could just oppose that with real news headlines, with the organ thieves out there. There are,
right,
you know.
Right. We already know that that's going on.
Yeah, we know that's going on. But the response to the movie that I was seeing in social media, I felt like, well, I don't get the big deal. I don't get the big yeah. deal. I mean, why is this movie so big? But then it also feeds into subcultures where, you know, you're saying, well, yeah. this is how all white people are. They are stealing. They're doing this and that, and get out, stay away from them, get out. And then, like, you know, the meme with the United States painted in Confederate colors with the black stick figure running across the Atlantic. And I'm like, where are you running to? You know, this system is global. It ain't just here. The system that's mistreating
right.
people, it's mistreating the entire planet, people all over the entire planet, you know. And you talked about before about the being naive and thinking you could just go to another country and you don't have no local contacts. Your whole thing that you're living off of is U.S. dollars, and that could collapse at any time. And then you'll be stranded out there if you don't have them local connections. And then there are some people in other countries, including Africa, who are hostile, you know, to the United States, you know. And so, I mean, but just the, what would they call it? I don't know, like the buzz that was created. I just didn't get it, man. And I guess different people was taking it different ways, because I was like, anytime somebody tell me I need to leave this country and go somewhere else, I'm like, my roots are here. Blood, tears, sweat, toil, ancestors, mm-hmm, and all mm-hmm. this. What makes this theirs except for you saying it's theirs?
Right.
So, you know, right. that's on if you want to be that person, because, I mean, I do hear people, they be like, oh, they going to kill us. They going to wipe us all out. We got to get out of here, get your passports and this and that. And then, but I know the history of this continent in terms of the wars that have been fought on it. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Melanated people have won every war on this continent without us, you know, them Europeans that came here and colonized it was losing. But we always came in to say today, that's every war that's been fought on this soil and some on other soils where we're acting as the proxies of the system. So, yeah, man, I mean, I do watch movies from time to time, but I do not spend any money on that type of stuff. That's funding their type of stuff. Now, I will spend $10 a month on Netflix because of especially them spending money on promoting that the 13th Amendment didn't abolish slavery. They went to Ava DuVernay and gave her that idea for that film and gave her that money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So even though I have a general rule of not spending money on entertainment, you know, when you producing documentaries and you spending money to promote that slavery was never abolished, oh, man, I give you $10 a month hoping you're going to continue to produce some more stuff like that.
Yeah, right, right. Yes, there's a different spirit to it all. And I totally agree with, you know, there's a different spirit. And I was just saying with me, I don't do movies. And that's not saying that you all shouldn't do movies. But I know for me, for my overall, how I resonate. And I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna tell you how I resonate. I don't just listen to what I hear from people. I listen to what I hear from the environment around me, all the living things around me. I pay attention to it. I pay attention to it all.
But Dave, when you in a situation like when you in a place like that, you better be paying attention with all of these shootings at malls and other public places. Yeah. So for, you know, also that's, I should also admit that I don't go around large crowds anymore. I don't go to bars. Yeah. I don't go to malls. I if I have to go somewhere because, you know, I have to get something that I need, then I'm in, I'm out. But in terms of entertainment and stuff, I do not go around crowds of people like that because of the likelihood that something really terrible can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, I'm with you, Scotty. I'm very, very I'm cautious of things, and I'm aware of everything, and I like to read the signs, and some of the signs that I read aren't just the ones that you read with your eyes. It's you know, it's how you're discerning what the energy that's there. You know, I try my best to read the energy as much as I possibly can. Of course, you could be wrong and everything, but I know for me, just like some people are allergic to certain things, I know what I'm allergic to. And that stuff I'm allergic to. I'm really, really, really allergic to. But that's not to say any of you need to be any other way. But I realize now, I'm going to just say this. They tell you everything before they do it. The thing that they were telling you to get out of, in my opinion, is that you needed to get out of the system. You continue to do the same things and expect a different result. You too will be losing your energy to a master. When that energy is a valuable commodity that is finite in a physical form, but it's overall, longevity is eternal. And what I'm saying by that is that the system will always tell you, shouldn't listen to us. This is what we're going to do. We're going to hurt you. We're going to enslave you. But if you don't mind that, we'll give you this. It's always a deal with the devil that you lose your soul. So just wanted, I didn't mean to go that far into this. My man, Jerry, thanks for telling me. I guess Jerry was saying that my audio was kind of bad. Sorry about that. Hopefully it did fix. But in my opinion, that was another MK Ultra, MK produced mainstream media hypnotism.
But Dave, aren't we constantly?
Yeah,
I mean, we're constantly bombarded by problems. I mean, you can't get away from it.
Yeah.
You're going to get it in some form or fashion, even if it's just in a billboard as you're driving down the highway. The key is to being able to protect yourself, you know, from being able to decipher the true message that you're getting. And then determining whether or not, you know, that is something positive or if that's something negative. Is it meant to invoke certain types of feelings in you? You know, because a lot of times, man, we'll see stuff in film. Let me just go back to the 70s, okay, because we know it wasn't that many black produced or films being produced that showed black life on screen. And then a lot of it was a lot of black exploitation in the early days. And black people just wanted to see somebody sticking it to the man, you know. So that's like an escapism. And you go in there and you cheer this fictional character sticking it to the man, but then, you know, are you sticking it to the man in real life? I mean, or is that just given to you as an escapism? You're not going to do nothing real, so we'll let you fantasize about it in the movie.
Vicariously living through a fictional character.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, while not having the courage to be that character.
Right. Or becoming a character and define, which I think a lot of us, this system really teaches us, and we're constantly bombarded with it, and we get so inundated with it that we fall for it, what Scotty is saying, so true, is that we develop our own characters and we deny ourselves and we become characters. And you got a real self-esteem problem starting to establish, you know, so. Yeah, I definitely agree, Scotty, and I didn't mean to go this far in it, but I hope you don't mind. I just wanted to share that with you guys, Scotty.
Oh, no, I was just unmuting for
the break.
We're
getting ready to go to a commercial break. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go, but we did, and, you know, sometimes we do on Tando Radio Show. I hope you don't mind. So all love, much love, much respect. And for my man, let me see who's there. Okay, no, he left. Okay. So he'll be back on. I see you, brother. What's going on? All right. So much love, much respect. Getting ready to go to a commercial break at any time you'd like to jump in on the conversation. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. I didn't mean to take the show here, but hey, we'll go wherever it goes. If you have any questions or comments that you want to express, go ahead and do it. For me, it was very bad, but we're going to get into the definitely going to get into the military formations. Scotty said, let's go into the military formations. Yeah, we're definitely going to go into the military formations, what's going on, because you need to know, because that's what this whole thing was really about, the indoctrination to for you to buy the program. And how do they do that? They do it by small steps that become large achievements for the overall subjugation and enslavement agenda. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **, and I will see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. Yeah. My man, Sky said, Dave, while most of the people focusing on the movies, the corporation making moves to send our sons and daughters to die in an expansion of the global wars. That's exactly so true. And this is how all of this starts to get about. And this is why I wanted to do today's show, because we some of these things we need to know. And that means that we're fulfilling what we need to do, and then we will take it from there. So let's jump into today's show. There's a couple of things that's going on. There are the overall expansion of what I call the move towards World War III that's going to go into GNW1, Global Nuclear War One, is rapidly moving, and it's, in my opinion, is past the point of no return. And so what I want to do is I want to just talk about a couple of things that's going on in the world and how this overall movement of military positioning is everywhere. I'm going to tell you, knew this was coming, and as we talked about for a while, but I was passing by, and there's an old saying in the Navy that loose lips sink ships. I was somewhere, and a lady on her cell phone was talking about, oh, yeah, my husband just, you know, he's the contractor, and they just having a large military movement and sending a bunch of troops overseas. And here she is rattling this off on the phone inside of a supermarket. And she just, and this was a while back, a couple of months ago. And what she was actually talking about is the deployment of what you're seeing right now of troops. And what a deployment is a moving of troops, particularly away from the United States to other places. Okay? Being deployed. They're deploying you, moving you somewhere else. And this overall deployment is massive right now. And it's for a reason. We have deployment inside of Syria. And I had a, man, they took this daggone article. There was an article where, and on Friday, I said, who invited the United States military into Syria? And then what Assad came out with, let me pull this up real quick, because I had this, and it probably was me. I was going to post it, and I probably got so busy, I forgot to post this one. That's more like it. I forgot to post this one inside of BTR community. But there was, and I'm just giving you a hint real quick. Hopefully I'll be able to find it again, where Syria was saying that the United States is not welcome into Syria. They are invaders. That's exactly what they are, and that's what I said on Friday. Who invited them there? If they didn't, if you didn't get invited there, you are an invading force. It's under invasion. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is not going to go over well. Don't think people are we're really going to be able to just dismiss this. This is going to move to where our children, particularly our daughters, will be exposed to this. And so there's an article. And I want to read this real quick. And it's an article. And in this article, oh, man, it was from RT. Had to go, thank you sometimes for good recall. And I'm going to read this article for you. And this is not only happening in Syria, it's happening everywhere. It's happening in the Korean Peninsula, which is going to be huge. Here it is. This came out on last week on the 10th, Friday. It says, Assad, no one invited the United States. And I said that on Friday. Who invited the United States? All foreign troops in Syria without permission are invaders. Now, let me tell you why this is going to be so bad, because this is going to play out to where the U.S., the rest of the world is going to use this in the purge of the United States to say why we must dismantle. We must have a state of untied states. And here's what the article says. Any foreign forces, including those from the United States that enter Syria without permission, are invaders. Syrian president Assad told Chinese media in an interview not to, noting that no one had given the U.S. troops currently in Mumbai permission to be there. Any foreign troops coming to Syria without invitations or consideration or permission, they are invaders, whether they are American, Turkish, or any other ones, Assad told the Chinese Phoenix TV, as cited by the Syrian state-run news agency. When a journalist asked the Syrian president if Damascus had opened doors for American troops in Aleppo province, city of Mumbai, Assad answered, no, we don't. What are they, the foreign troops, going to do to fight ISIS or ISIL? The United States lost nearly every war. He says, excuse me, America lost nearly every war. They lost in Iraq. They had to withdraw at the end, even in Somalia, let alone Vietnam and in the past, and in Afghanistan. According to Assad, the U.S. did not move this down, did not succeed anywhere they sent troops. They only create a mess. They are very good at creating problems and destroying. Well, they're more than that. They were good at establishing conflict crisis solution that benefited their overall agenda. That's what they were good for. But they are very bad in finding solutions. No, they've never found solutions. They're even worse than very bad. The Pentagon confirmed early in March that U.S. troops had been sent to Syria to prevent conflict between U.S.-backed Kurd forces and rebel-backed forces from Turkey. Without foreign intervention, the Syrian war will take a few months to bring it to an end, Assad noted. The complexity of this war is the foreign intervention. This is the problem. Syrian president stressed that the government troops are now very close to Raqqa, Islamic state stronghold, some 100 kilometers from them. American troops were first spotted in the town early in March. Reports emerged at the time claiming that there was a deal had been struck for the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, to hand over some 20 villages in zones between Mumbai and Alba, which had been done recently and taken by Turkish-backed forces to the Syrian government. The Syrian forces are certainly aware of where the U.S. troops are, and we are aware, and they are aware of where we are. There is no intention between the two of these being any conflict against any parties other than ISIS. The Pentagon spokesman Jeff Davis told reporters. So what Jeff Davis said is that they know we're here and we know that they're there. We have no intentions on engaging them. We are just here for the conflict with ISIS. Really? So let me tell you what's going to be used here, ladies and gentlemen. So when there is a civil war in the United States, China can send their troops and say that we are just here for the KKK. We have no intentions on engaging the U.S. military. We are just here to engage in a confrontation with the Ku Klux Klan. How would that bowl over? That wouldn't go even well with, oh, you know, there's some different people that would not go for that, Ben Carson, and some other people would not go for that. But they wouldn't go from it from a standpoint of not being an invading force, but going up against, that's our problem, we deal with it. This is an invasion, because that's exactly what it is. Who is the United States? And see, here's why you need to know this. This is going to cause major problems. And the problems that I see that this is going to cause is this. They're going to engage. There's going to be an engagement on multiple fronts. And that what I mean by multiple fronts, the U.S. The U.S. troops are going to be engaged on multiple fronts, meaning that they are going to be attacked from all different sides. And what is that going to do? They're going to have to flood more troops into that area. And then by time it's too late, it's going to be all out against Syria, Russia, and Iran is with the war, because that's who they're going to say that they were engaged by. Don't be surprised if there's going to be some new paint on some new tanks that look just like Russian tanks. Or they'll take some of the Russian tanks that they already have, deploy them in the area, and fire upon some U.S. troops and take them out. U.S. will respond. Or Syria or Russia or Iran may just do it themselves anyhow. Either way, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter. This is World War III. This is the start of Global Nuclear War I. Just in that area, how do you get a world war where you get multiple countries having to engage their citizenry to die for their flags? That's what a world war is. And not only is it going to be in Syria, it's going to go into the Strait of Hormuz, the Persian Gulf. It's going to spread through Yemen. It's going to be in Saudi Arabia. It's going to be in Jordan. It's going to be in Israel. It's going to be in Palestine. It's going to be in Egypt. It's going to be in Tunisia. It's going to be furthermore in Lebanon. Why? Because these are all strategical places in controlling assets that the world needs. This is what this fight is all about. And while we're not aware that what this really means, I'm going to give it to you straight. The U.S. has invaded Syria. But you won't find one headline in America that will say that. Well, you will may in the alternative, but you won't find any mainstream media outlets questioning that. You know why? Because, as I've always said, this Cerebrally Naive Network is nothing more than a part of the Central Intelligence Media Association. Why they have all of them there. And the overall direction, ladies and gentlemen, is to get your daughters into war. And from the overall destroying of the quality of life and the standard of living, the diseases and the famine that will reach America is going to be great. Remember what Bill Gates said? We played it here on Tando Radio Show when he was in Munich with the other generals of the world, strategizing how they were going to attack the regular citizenry of the world. Easy. They're going to hypnotize them to get them to fight their battles. And then when you're going to get over there, you're going to hear a little voice that's going to tell you to get out. Oh, but it's too damn late. The cry to get out, ladies and gentlemen, to get out from under their control. Get out and establish your grounds. Get out and create your standard of living. Get out and create your way of life. Get out and be sovereign, self-determinant, and independent. And let no blind man steal your vision.
Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Think about it, though, man. I want people to think. It's not there. And I know the sound of my voice, it might sound like, you know, I'm being negative towards people or hypocritical. I'm just trying to get people to think. I can't control how my voice sounds to people, but think about
it, Scotty. You always say it, brother.
The headlines that you are seeing. Russians interfered in the elections while you not even questioning the United States invading a sovereign country that has told them to get out.
Right.
That's the control mechanism of the mass media.
Yep.
You're not even thinking logically, or you're thinking hypocritically. That's because you're not in control of your thoughts. They plant the thoughts, then you speak it, and then you'll be the one waving the U.S. flag while your dreadlocked daughter being sent off somewhere else to fight for somebody else's agenda and not one of our own.
So true. That was the whole gist of it. That's exactly it. It's not just in Syria. They're re-engaging in Kuwait. They're going to be engaging in Yemen. They're going to be engaging in the Persian Gulf. They're engaging in Iran. Then we have the South Sea of China. We don't have much time, but let me just... Then we have the South Sea of China. China South Sea. And this is one. Let me just real quickly. Oh, shoot, I messed up. I'll post this article that we read inside of Tando. Real quickly. How much time we got? Let me make sure we have no callers in queue. None? Okay. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, now's the time to give us a call. But don't worry about me. Just go ahead and if you have a question or comment, definitely make it known. But what I want to do is now also there's a very important article as well that wanted to run by you real quick. And this article was from the South China Morning Post. And this article said, here it is. China readying countermeasures against missile defense. China is readying countermeasures against missile defense. Talking about the THAAD and South Korea system. China's already, before the U.S. will have their batteries up and ready to deploy, China is claiming, well, I'm going to read it to you real quick so you can hear what they said that they're going to do. China's readying countermeasures against military defense shields in South Korea. Retired PLA, the People's Liberation Army, and general says, the military will deploy its own system before Seoul sets up the American one. This was today. China, come on down, please. All right. China knew it might not be able to stop the Seoul deploying a U.S. anti-missile system and was prepared to counter it with its own radar equipment, a retired PLA general said Monday, today. Comments by Wang came as the South Korean courts decided to uphold the impeachment of Park, the country's first president, Fan hopes Seoul might put plans for the thermal high altitude area defense system on hold. That was the THAAD. That's why they got rid of them. Got rid of her. One of the reasons. And it goes on. Park supported the installation. Move down. Park supported the installation of a system to help protect South Korea against the threat from North Korea, which Beijing says can pierce through Chinese defenses. When the former defense commander of the military region says China could not take the chance that the next South Korean president would change policies and roll back the deployment. The first THAAD components arrived in South Korea last week. Wang said Beijing has measures in place to neutralize THAAD radars. We will completely deploy, we will complete our deployment before the THAAD begins operation. There is no need to wait for 2 months before the elections of the new South Korean president. He said that he said on the sidelines of the political tensions in Beijing, we're already have such equipment in place. We just have to move it to the right spot. What is China saying there? China is basically now protecting North Korea. So now whatever North Korea does is going to have the overall coverage, missile coverage, defense coverage of China. And what is the U.S. doing? Sending everything there, and they're already sent in, and they're ready to redeploy by way of bombing North Korea and by way of missile launch from South Korea into North Korea. And then that is going to bring China right into the fight, because China is going to say they cannot handle the overall immigration flood that will happen if a war breaks out and they start to attack North Korea. So in order to stop the flooding of immigrants into China, they have to defend North Korea. And in defending North Korea, that means that their overall installations will be attacked by the U.S., and that's an all-out war, ladies and gentlemen. And that means that they are going to have to neutralize the overall deployment of the U.S. military emplacement there by way of aircraft carriers and by way of fighters and by way of logistic vehicles to make logistic means to supply those routes. They're going to attack the U.S. at its most vulnerable position, its supply chain. Did you get what they were saying there? Their supply chain they're going to attack, because that's the asymmetrical way that they destroy the United States economically as well. They know it will work. This is huge. We'll definitely cover this again. So make sure we don't have any callers in queue before we get out of here. If you'd like to jump in now before we get out of here, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. If you have a question or comment, real quick before we get out of here, we will definitely pick this up. Got delayed with the other thing I was talking about, but it's so, so telling. So I just want to say to you all, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. It's always we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. I truly, truly do appreciate you all. Thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show and being a part of the family. March the 25th, come on down. There are some things that we definitely will be doing to get some collective prudence so that we can be in a better position and leverage ourselves. And then let us know if you would like us to bring it to you where you are. Reach out to me, and then I will reach out to the Vault Media Group, and we will do just that. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. And like I say, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.